Hello everyone, and welcome to Squares and Circles, the podcast where we talk about this weird in-between phase between teenagehood and adulthood. I'm your host Ellie, and in this first episode we're going to be talking about imposter syndrome and the teenage hangover. Before we get started, don't forget to follow the Instagram for this podcast, which is at Squares and Circles Pod. And also, if you'd rather read the blog version of this podcast, you can go to the website, which is linked in the description. So you might have read the title for this episode and thought, what on earth is a teenage hangover? And it's not the kind of hangover that you get after a night of drinking. A teenage hangover is that feeling where you still have that teenage mindset, but you're now an adult, and you're surrounded by other adults who seem like their life is together, and it might make you feel like you're falling behind. Maybe you don't feel like you're worthy to be in these adult spaces for whatever reason, or maybe you believe that everyone around you is just better than you because they seem like they have their shit together. Well, I'm here to tell you that they probably don't, and you're definitely not alone in this feeling. I found myself feeling this way, and it was only at the beginning of this year, after I turned 24, that I realised I was living with this teenage hangover, which led me to constantly feel like an imposter in spaces that I was more than entitled to. For example, good jobs, opportunities, and even talking with other adults who were older and I considered more established and put together. Like, my mere presence around these people was wrong for some reason. And I never felt like my voice should be heard by these people, that what I had to say wasn't important enough or interesting enough to even bother trying. And maybe you found yourself comparing your achievements, your goals, or your lifestyle with your peers and are left wondering why you're still trying to figure out your footing. I have definitely had these thoughts as well, and especially because I'm surrounded by such talented friends who are all getting into creative careers, or they have connections or prospects or something that's getting them towards where they want to be. And of course I'm really happy for them, and I'm so proud that their hard work has paid off and they're getting the amazing things that they deserve. But when I feel like I'm not getting the same opportunities or making the same progress, it's hard not to feel like I'm being left in the dust. And also that I even have a place in this rat race of a society that we live in. Imposter syndrome is defined in the Oxford Dictionary as the persistent inability to believe that one's success is deserved or has been legitimately achieved as a result of one's own effort or skills. Essentially, it's that sneaky little voice in the back of your mind questioning your abilities and your worthiness, and in this case, in the realm of being an adult. And it's kind of interesting to have imposter syndrome over this, because you don't really earn being an adult, you just kind of become one by living a certain amount of years. So if you're anything like me, you might find it quite hard to navigate this, because you might have imposter syndrome about having imposter syndrome, like I did for a really long time. It really seems like we're on a really tight schedule of life, and we're always being asked from a young age what we want to be when we grow up, and relatives are constantly badgering on about your career and your love life, and always asking when you're doing your next big step, and then they always seem to be disappointed when you tell them anything that doesn't adhere to the societal expectations of getting a well-paid job, and then being married with a baby on the way before you're 30, which is kind of bonkers and unrealistic these days, in my opinion. And also social media plays a really big part in this, because everyone just showcases the best parts of their life, so it's really easy to feel like you're the only one that has bad days or makes mistakes or has anything negative going on, because it's pretty rare that people want to share that with the world. And it's really easy to get caught up with this mentality of rushing life and needing to have certain things done by a certain age, but it's so far from the truth. I don't know what your beliefs are about society, but in my opinion, this society is built for consumerism and making money, and it wants to make people believe that they need to work as much as possible, earn as much money as possible, and this, and only this, will eventually lead you to happiness. But I actually think that's complete and utter bullshit, and I know a lot of other people think this too. Despite all of the pressure to follow these unspoken rules of society, I've recently realised that it's actually okay to take your time and move through life in the exact way that you want. No time pressure, no set path to happiness or success, and definitely no need to work yourself into the ground in order to achieve this happiness and success. Unless, of course, this is the path you choose for yourself because it's what you desire and you love working, but not because you feel like you have to. It's definitely not for everyone. And this is really cliche, but it's really true that life isn't a race. But even if it is a race, there's nothing telling you that it's mandatory to run in it. And if there is, that person or the thing that's telling you that is probably best off far away from you, because they do not have your best interest at heart. And even though it feels like there's other participants in this race, the only person you're truly racing is yourself. So you don't need to rush, you can just take your sweet ass time. The only person in this life that you truly need to satisfy and fulfill is yourself, not other people's ideas, opinions, or thoughts about you. So you're well within your right to take your sweet time of life and do what makes you happy, what fills your heart with joy, and makes you feel like you're living, not just surviving. Adulthood is not a finish line. It's about the journey of growth and self-discovery and becoming a better person, the person that you want to be. In a race, there's a finish line, and that's what the people running in that race are aiming for. But life doesn't have that, so if there's no finish line, there can't be a race. And besides, the reality is that most people are in the same boat as you are, and they're probably looking at your life comparing themselves to you, wondering why they aren't where you are yet, be it in career, personal development, emotional intelligence, or literally any other aspect of life. I've recently finished reading The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark Manson, which, by the way, if you haven't read it already, read it. Incredible book. I really like it. But in that, he talks about the importance of what you value and how it can change how you feel about your life. So changing what you value could make these comparisons to other people much more tolerable, if not completely disappear. So for example, if you focus on and value work, money, and success more than anything else in life, that's going to be the basis of your happiness, and I guess you can control it to an extent, but it's not really completely controllable. Like, you could get fired for no reason, or the company you work for could go bust, or your co-workers could become completely intolerable, or literally anything could happen. It's out of your control. There are so many factors that go into this that you cannot depend on it as a source of your happiness. Whereas if you switch that up and value things that you have more control over, like your relationships with people you love, your hobbies, your passions, self-care, or personal growth and development, you'll be too focused on these positive things in your life to even worry about what other people are doing in comparison to you. I'm not saying that you shouldn't care about money or your career at all. Of course, we all want success and we want to be financially stable at least, but we don't need to place too much pressure and value on it to the point where it determines our happiness and self-worth, especially in comparison to these other more wholesome and fulfilling things that life has to offer. We should not have our existences revolve around this one aspect of life, or any one aspect of life, to be honest. We should have multiple sources of happiness and joy, and they should all stem from within ourselves. Since I stopped comparing myself to other people around me so much, I've been able to heal parts of me that I didn't even know needed healing, and I've built much stronger and more meaningful connections with people that mean a lot to me, and I've also learnt what I need to do in order to take care of myself properly, and all of these things have made me happier than any success ever has. Although, this being said, I have come really far with this, but I still struggle and I have a way to go with fully letting go of people's expectations and opinions of me. But that's okay, that's literally the point. It's a journey and it's to be expected. And I actually find it quite refreshing when I have a bad day with it, because it reminds me of how far I've come and how much I'm not in that mindset anymore. Whereas before, I was in that mindset every single day. I didn't know any different. So it's kind of nice to, you know, be reminded of where I came from and stay humble. No, I'm joking. But it is nice to be reminded of how far I've come, and it does motivate me to keep growing, healing, and learning. Because it reminds me how terrible it is to be in that mindset, and how upset and just miserable you are. Also, just because I no longer place loads of value on my career and my success, it doesn't mean I don't still have big goals and dreams for my future. That's literally why I'm doing this podcast, but I would never have started it if I stayed in my previous mindset. Now that I don't let my career path rule my life and determine how I feel about myself, I actually have the space to try out things like this without worrying too much about whether it'll be successful or not. Of course I want it to be successful, like that'll be amazing, but the fear of failure isn't stopping me from even trying in the first place like it was before. I'm really just content with doing it for fun and seeing how it goes and taking what lessons I learn along the way. For the longest time, I thought that I was shy and lacked confidence because I'm an introvert, but I recently realised that that actually has nothing to do with it. The reason I lacked confidence was because in my head, I still felt like I was a teenager. I had this teenage hangover. I was a little teenager trapped in an adult's body. Not in like the fun, quirky way of being young at heart and playful, in like the miserable, insecure, uncertain, I hate myself kind of way. And I felt like everyone around me was better than me because of this. As I said before, I didn't really feel like my voice was worth being heard because everyone around me was better than me. I was inferior. So what I had to say had no value to them. They already knew everything I had to know and more. But once I did change my values and stopped comparing myself so much, I realised that my voice is just as good as the next person's. And nobody is superior to anybody. Kind of a wild mindset to have, because we're all just human beings and we're just trying to get through life, and success and confidence does not equal superiority. And when you're truly content in yourself, you don't feel inferior to anyone because you're made of the same things as everyone else, so how can you be less than? So basically, people are not superior to you, and those that you view in this way are just on a different journey. They might be further along in that journey and they might be closer to their goals, but they probably took a different route. They might know different people that could have helped them get to where they are, or maybe they just didn't have to get through the whole comparing themselves thing, so they never had this self-hindrance that people like us have had to overcome. Plus, people's successes do not make them better than you. Worthiness is not based on success, it's based on our own perception of ourselves. We get to decide how worthy we are and what makes us worthy. And that brings us back to what we were talking about earlier about what you place value on and how important that is in your life. Overcoming this barrier of imposter syndrome is so hard, and the first step is always the hardest because it's about changing your mindset and facing your fears. But it's so important because you are an amazing, talented, worthy human being, and the world deserves to hear what you have to say, and your voice deserves to be heard. Kind of cringe, I know, but it's really important that you really know that. And there's more than likely, in fact, there's definitely people who won't like what you're saying and think you're a bloody melon for your opinions, but that's a good thing. Other people's opinions of you are actually none of your business, and it says more about them than it does about you. And people who don't like your opinions or your ideas are not even worth being around. And if you have to be around them, their opinion clearly is not of value to you. As long as you're certain about your ideas and opinions, there will be somebody who agrees with you, and they are the people worth spending energy on. Changing your core values, like we spoke about earlier, is a really good first step, because when you're fulfilled and content on levels that you are able to control, it's much easier to gain confidence and have this fulfillment and joy spread into the other areas of your life that you can't control. And when you aren't constantly comparing yourself to the people around you, it's so much easier to feel confident and like you're deserving of your place in a professional environment or any other environment involving adults. And one thing that I did start doing to help me overcome this imposter syndrome was to simply go into spaces that I previously felt uncomfortable with and just act like an adult. I have this persona, which is basically me, but really confident. Doing this is actually so much fun because in my head, it's not actually me that's acting like this. And so it doesn't feel scary to act so confident. And eventually, after some time of doing this, I will be able to just be this person all the time, adopting my persona as my personality. As I said, I'm still on this journey myself. So it's pretty often that I get scared and don't feel so confident, but to be honest, it's more times than not these days that I'm able to just own this new person, this new personality, and this confident version of Ellie. It really is true what they say, you've got to fake it till you make it, and it really works. And this process is also really useful if you have some kind of bad experiences with it. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but having your confidence knocked a bit by being rejected or shut down is actually a good thing, because this is exactly what you're scared of, and it's the thing that's stopping you from being as confident as you can be in the first place. So by facing this rejection, the very thing you fear, you realise it's actually not that deep, and you can just go around getting rejected left, right and centre, because it doesn't fucking matter. Nobody cares about you being shut down or rejected as much as you do. So if you don't give it power and just accept it and try again another time or in another space, then you'll eventually be able to be confident and feel worthy in adulthood. Getting comfortable with being uncomfortable is such an important part of healing and growing, and although it's scary, it's definitely doable. Take me for example, like a year ago, even 6 months ago, even 1 month ago, you would not have caught me doing this podcast. So it is definitely doable and it's possible. You just gotta believe in yourself. Just make yourself a confident bad bitch alter ego, because if you can't take it, your alter ego can. And a very important thing to remember is that growth and healing takes time, and it can be a fucking bitch. And don't be discouraged if it feels like everything's going wrong, because I know this is cringe and you hear it all the time, but with everything that goes wrong, there is opportunity. Mistakes are an opportunity for learning. And so with every mistake that we make, the closer we are to becoming our bad bitch alter egos permanently, and we'll be able to be our true selves unapologetically, and we'll be able to just be so confident in adult spaces, and we won't feel like such an imposter anymore. That brings us to the end of our very first episode. Thank you so much for listening, and if you've made it this far, please, please, please let me know what you think about the podcast and this episode. I would love to hear your thoughts and advice on both imposter syndrome and just the podcast production generally, because I'm still learning in both of these things. As I said at the start, I've also got a website with a blog on it if you would rather read than listen. And don't forget to follow my Instagram at squaresandcirclespod, which is also linked in the description. I will be back same time next week with another episode, and we'll be talking about post-lockdown syndrome and how it's affected us socially. So see you then. Have a nice week. Bye.